brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, Jesus Christ, indeed is Lord, and He is over it all, and in Him we live, we move, we have our being. We get our direction from Him. We move forward in what it is that He directs us to do. We allow the Spirit of God to quicken us, because apart from Him we can do nothing. So we allow the Spirit of God to quicken our mortal bodies and to quicken our minds, give us the mind of Christ and not that carnal human mind that's apart from Him, when people are broken off and doing their own thing. Because we live in the fulfillment of that prayer that Jesus prayed for His disciples, that they may be one. That they may be one in us, that even as He is in the Father and the Father is in Him, that we, the disciples of Christ, the followers of Christ, would be one in Him. And in being one in Him, there's no separation, there's consummation with the Father, and that which is flowing from Him and through us, through Him, is flowing through us. That's the rivers of living water that flow through us. So, you know, we get the mind of Christ in this process. And part of what that does, too, is it also changes our priorities. We don't think like the world thinks. We don't act like the world acts. And the things of the world do grow strangely dim, because the things that the world puts priority and prominence on become, you know, really less to a child of God, because, and it's not that you don't have things that are important to you, but the things that are important to you change, because you realize what's real, you realize what's eternal. So lay not up for yourself, you know, treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal, but lay up your treasure in heaven. So we start, you know, putting our focus, our attention, our energy, our volition into the things that are of the kingdom of God. Now, if the byproduct of that happens to be that, you know, in the natural, by God's will and design and purpose, you know, there's an overflowing of resources for whatever it is that you do, or whatever it is that God has for you to do, or He just chooses to bless you with something, or whatever it is, that's a byproduct. That's not the focus. That's not the priority. That's not what you serve. Because either you're going to serve, you're going to serve one master or the other. Either you serve God, or you serve mammon. And what Jesus said was, you're going to either love one and hate the other. You're going to serve one and despise the other. You can't serve both God and mammon. So for the child of God, they serve the living God, and the rest is whatever it is. So, you know, in the process, you know, that's how things manifest for us, how we walk out this life, the things that we would do, the focuses that we would put our time and our energy and our efforts on, the relationships that we would have. Those are just an overflow and an extension of the core, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory, which is the kingdom is within. That's this. So the rest of it is an overflow of that. For the truth lover, for the child of God that loves the truth, Jesus is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So no one comes to the Father but by Him, and but through Him. So we go to the Father through Him, and then as we have that access and as we have that consummation, then the overflow of it, the relationships we have, the things that we do, all of that is an extension of Him. So when, for example, when, you know, what did Jesus say? He said, for anybody that's left, you know, houses and mothers and brothers and sisters and all that for the sake of the kingdom, they're going to get 100 times that in this life, plus inherit eternal life. So if you've left what it was that the world had to offer, and you find out in the kingdom, because freely we receive, freely we give in the kingdom, there's a free flow of the things of God in, and it's a true free flow. It's not a gaming thing where in the world they're always trying to suck the resources off of people in a zero-sum game. No, there's a free flow because there's an abundance in the kingdom of God. There is a it's just in the kingdom of God there's no limitation because God is not limited. So the world is limited. The world system is limited. In the kingdom of God, there is no limitation. There's constant value creation in Him. Yeah, you know, I was listening the other day to a buddy of mine, brother in Christ, Zeph Daniel, who's putting up a podcast out of New Mexico, and he was talking about some of the things that have been going on as we've been continuing to pray with 20 on 20, and as we've been continuing to pray and seek God in line with His instructions, in line with His Word, in line with the direction that His Spirit has given us at a certain time, at a certain way. Yeah, as we've done that, a lot of things have been happening over the years that we've been engaged in this process. It started... The initial write-up on stuff had gone out right at the end of 2014, and then we started really engaging in the overt prayer stuff in 2015. I believe it was 2015 in May, if that was the actual first show that we did, April or May of that year. You know, you can go back and you can go check when Zeph and I did the first one together for 20 on 20 as part of there's several things that are going on with Human 2020, but the time and the place where we were praying together and we made that commitment to show up before God every month on the 20th and pray, and with a growing group of people, and as we've continued to pray, the people that have joined us on prayer on air, and then the people that have joined us in prayer, you know, when we've gone on air, and then prayed subsequently too, that group has just mushroomed out, and people have seen God responding to their prayers. People have seen God responding to the times where we get together and show up according to the instruction and the will and the direction of God. Now, in this whole time that we have been doing this, now what's happening is there have been increasing and growing manifestations. Of course, we're seeing we're seeing certain other strategies of the enemy beginning to come up. Now, my buddy Zeph, he asked my friend Zeph, he asked that I that I have a little bit of response to some of these things that are going on, and I'm not kept up completely on everything, you know, because I right now I'm on the other side of the world, but I've you know, I have been getting a little bit of a summary on stuff that is taking place, and because, you know, consistent kind of with the instructions that we've been given, we're aware, but we're not distracted. You know, we're aware of these things that are going on, but we're still keeping our focus on God. We're still keeping our focus on Him. We're still just seeking to do the thing that God gave us to do. So, first of all, with these other things that come up, yeah, you know, we're going to see more and more and more and more and more counterfeits. And, you know, they're carpetbaggers, they're con artists, they're people that will pop up and try to mimic that which is real. Now, they have nothing real in themselves, and they have no truth in themselves, because they don't seek or want the truth. See, the thing is for us, is for the children of God, our desire is for truth. Our desire is for the living God. And it's a clean desire, and God's put that desire in us. And so when that flows, when the things flow from Him, it flows from that place of that desire for truth. You know, and you know, regardless of what the cost is, you know, we know what's there. So when Jesus gave a tough word, a lot of people left him. You know, a lot of people walked away. In John chapter 6, and Jesus turned then to the disciples and he said to them, are you guys going to leave too? And he said, Peter said, where else will we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. You know, when it's not the miracles and it's not the, you know, the buffet, the feeding frenzy, you know, where God is feeding the 5,000 and, you know, and all their families, extended family there too. You know, everybody wants to show up for that. You know, there's a reason they offer donuts and coffee at all these meetings. There's a reason that, you know, free food brings the people out. You know, sensationalism brings the people out. You know, just fancy, you know, signs and wonders bring the people out. My gosh, you know, the laser light shows bring the people out. A lot of things will bring out the crowds. But you call for a Bible study, or you call for a prayer meeting, or you call for some time to get before God and see who shows up. You know, you start getting a rebuke that comes from God, or a correction that comes from God. You know, who wants to stick around for that? Now, the child of God will appreciate when God rebukes them, because they know that it's to their benefit in the long run. That's to their life and to their health and to their well-being in the long run. We appreciate the discipline of our Heavenly Father. The worlders don't want that. They don't want to hear any rebuke from God. They want everything to just be continuing on forever, and, you know, all is love and all is light and all is this and all is that. Now, but the one of the issues that the worlders have is they have nothing in them that can originate or create anything, because they don't have that. They're cut off from the source of life and from the source of creation. So where do they have to go then? No, they have to usurp it from that which is real. So they have to always try to gather from others. And they always have to try to steal and usurp from others. So that's par for the course. You know, there's a few things that I look for that are just hallmarks of wolves in sheep's clothing. And, you know, there's a few things that are kind of always there. There was a series that we did a long time back, and it should be in the archives on Faith Mix, and it should also be maybe in a section called Just Met Jesus, but it's called The World. And we talked about the world and the world system in a lot of the different manifestations that it comes up in. So whether it's, you know, the economic system, or the religious system of the world, or the entertainment system of the world, or, you know, like different aspects. So it's the same body, but just different heads of that same system. And when you start to see the hallmarks of what's there, then you start to see how that system replicates itself into all these different areas of what we would consider, you know, day-to-day life on this planet. And it manifests itself that way because, you know, they want to trap and enslave, and it's a, you know, very sophisticated system. But once you start seeing it, then you start seeing, oh, okay, this is what this is. So yeah, you know, everything on Faith Mix is free. You guys are invited to go and download or check or use whatever's there. We don't know how long the site will be able to stay up, but, you know, as long as we can, we've kept it going. And God bless you, Daniel, out there, if you listen to this one, for all your hard work on that. And thank you, Pat, for all you do as well, brother. But But one of the things, too, that with these movements that try to co-opt, notice how they always try to bring in a hierarchy. Notice how they always try to lord over you. There's always something like that in there. There's always something there to try to establish this thing. Now, here's the thing. In the body of Christ, what happens is the body is fitly joined together as God instructs for it to be. And so in the body of Christ, you don't have strife for position because you know and recognize who you are in the body, and you are happy to be in that position because that's what you're made for. And a position not of something over someone else, but a position of just like, I'm going to do the thing that God has called me to do, and I'm going to enjoy it because that's what he's called me to do and to be. So I'm very happy being a hand, because that's how he made me, and that's what he made me to do. I'm very happy being an eye, because that's how he made me, and that's what he made me to be, and he's given me the chance to be and to do and to fulfill that purpose in the body. I'm grateful for that. Great. I'm an amazing ear. I love being an ear. And oh, look, I just met over here. I just met an elbow. Nice to meet you, elbow. You know, it's like that's in the body of Christ. We're grateful for who we are. We're grateful for the role that we play. And one joy is supplied at the need of another, in that there's a free flow of encouragement, of prayer, of support, of whatever it is. And God directs that, not man, but God directs that. His spirit quickens because he knows within the body what needs to go where and how it needs to go there. So we pray for each other when God has us to pray. We do things for each other as God has us to do. But it's the spirit of God that does that and not man. Now, that's very, very different than the way the worlders work. Now, so with these co-opting movements that try to hijack the narrative and try to take over, you'll always notice that, first of all, they've got to set up their hierarchy. They've got to set up their people. They've got to set up this structure to lord over others. And you know, that's the scriptures talk about the Nicolaitans, and you know, and this conquer the laity group that God hates, and that is something that he hates because Jesus Christ removed the separation, removed the division. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, there was no longer the need for you to go through all of that. You know, all of that stuff that was set up and that structure that was put in place, even the structures that God put in place to show certain things. So you had the high court, or you had the holy place, the holy of holies, all of the things that were set up in the temple. And when Jesus cried, "It is finished," he ripped the veil of the temple from top to bottom. And the holiest of holies, the holy of holies, was exposed and revealed, and you could see into, and you could see the Ark of the Covenant, you could see the mercy seat, you could see. So there was no separation. And why was there no separation? Because Christ made the way for us to now come into that place through his body and through his blood. So that's been made there. Now, what did man come and do? Man came with a needle and thread and quickly tried to stitch back up that veil, stand in the front again and say, no, you still need me. But in this realm of the spirit, that's been done and it is finished. In the natural, they have kept trying over and over and over, and is so shopworn at this point, to try to bring you under their thumb once again. And the only way they can do that is if you consent, if you give that to them. You have to willingly give it to them, but they cannot take that from you, because that is, God respects the free will. The enemy respects the free will. They can't take that from you. You make a decision and a choice whom you will serve. So choose ye this day whom you will serve. It's been on the homepage for Faith Mix for well over a decade. I think 2006 or something like that. We've had that on the homepage. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Why? It's your choice. Make a decision and go with it. But isn't it always interesting how all of these sets of people that are out there, when God speaks to and speaks through and actually is doing something, how they go and they look and they scurry around, and then they find these, they find the spots, and then they siphon off. You know, they're like people stealing gas, right? So they siphon off of somebody else's gas tank. They go fill up their vehicle. They drive around, make a big show, you know, they, because they're very good at marketing and they're very good at getting themselves out, and they have their networks because they're, you know, they've got, the world's got their back, so they've got their ability to push stuff out there, things that other people haven't heard, because a lot of people are not listening to the children of God that are in the desert. You know, they're not listening to that voice that's in the desert. But they've got to keep coming back to get the next fix, to get the next refill, to get the next update, because they don't have it. And they need to keep that thing going. Imagine if it's like this. So you've got Elijah in the desert, and one of these carpetbaggers goes out to hear him speak. And Elijah says, it's not going to rain for 3 years. And there's like, you know, three people that went out to hear him speak that day. And two of them live in some other place. So then the guy comes back to his town or his village or his area, and he says, God says that it's not going to rain. So that's kind of what they do. And so, yeah, God did say that through Elijah. And they will trade on that word and on other people's ignorance and also on other people's lack of going to God for themselves. See, the people that these ones are able to deceive are the people that don't have a relationship with the living God. Because if you had a relationship with the living God, you would be quickened by God, and you would also know something's not right there. Something's off there. Something is that's not clean. Ananias and Sapphira, when they put their money at the disciples' feet in Acts chapter 5, that whole thing, and that was not a model for how you do church, by the way. That was a particular temporary situation where they had an influx of people into a place where God was doing something in pushing out and just empowering His church, His true living body, and so they were just, you know, they were putting together the resources to take care of the people for this window of time, and in the middle of that, these guys tried to bring in corruption in the form of something good, and it was exposed, and those guys died. Yeah, you don't want to do that. So, but, you know, the people that are deceived are the people that don't have a heart for truth. You know, here's another one. Many that come in their own name. You know, the goal is self-promotion. The goal is to get themselves out there. Now here's the thing. For the people that speak as God would quicken them to speak, what do? Their goal, their heart, their desire is to point you towards the living God. Not towards themselves, but to point you towards the truth and encourage you to have a relationship with God, for you to walk with Him, for you to know Him for yourself, so that you are not deceived, so that you grow up and that you mature in the things of God and you move forward in that. That's the desire of any true person that God has given gifts and abilities and quickened. And they're not trying to lord it over you, and they're not trying to make you their business cow. Their desire is to see you free and to walk in that. And they oftentimes have spent themselves on your behalf. And in so many cases that I know of, it's been a loss to them financially and with time and so many things. They've invested themselves on your behalf for your freedom, and very rarely do people come back and say thank you. You know, very rarely do people come. And this is precedent. This is in the scriptures. Jesus heals the 10 lepers, and you know, all of them are healed, but only one of them comes back and gives thanks to God for God intervening in his situation and healing him of a disease that would have killed him. All of them were healed, but 9 out of the 10 walked away with their healing and carried on and never came back to say thank you. One of them comes back, falls down, gives glory to God, and it's like, okay, you know, this is it's bad manners, people. It's bad manners, it's bad etiquette. You know, be grateful. You know, and not that you are raising up people, because like Paul said, you know, who is Apollos? Who is Cephas? Who is Paul? You know, they're just workmen that have done the work. One man waters, one man plants, another man waters. God causes it to grow. It is God who does it. It is the Spirit of the living God, as Jesus Christ working in us and through us. He's the one that does the work. That said, you know, just be grateful and appreciate the people that God has put out there. But it is this disrespect to the true body of God, this disrespect to the true children of the living God, and to those that speak the word and speak the truth, that is something that is, it's not kind. And it is to the detriment of the people that do that. And usually the time that they do that is in times of excess and abundance, and because they feel pretty confident, pretty flush. But wait until things get tough. Wait until things get stirred up. Wait until the lights turn off and don't turn back on. You know, then, you know, in the crunch, you see who has a true relationship with God and who does not. Because when you need it, for those that have a true relationship with the living God, it's there. And when you need it, and if you have not been walking with Him, you will look for Him, but you won't find Him. Because He calls out, and when He calls out, we respond. But if He's called and you've rejected Him, then, and you're trying to play God, and you're going to try to use Him for your purposes, then when you start looking for Him, because that's still you trying to be God, now you're trying to put Him into your box, you might not find Him. You might not find His voice. He might be far from you. He might hide Himself from you. So that is the time of panic for so many of them. And listen, that time comes, brothers and sisters. That time comes. And I've seen it several times, you know, in my journey, in different places God sent me, where all of a sudden everything, you know, all hell breaks loose. It's a big world. There's a lot going on. And I've seen it. I've seen, and in those times you will know who walks with and trusts God and who does not. So, yeah, there's going to be people that are going to try to steal the word, try to, and the people they will be able to deceive are the people that don't have a heart for truth. So, you know, for those that have a heart for truth, if you continue to persist, you're going to know when something's off and something's not right, and you're going to keep moving. You're going to keep walking. Because what did Jesus say? He said, "My sheep know my voice. They won't follow another." You know, so they know the voice of the living God, and then they know something's not right, and they're like, okay, you know what? That's not right. The words sound right, but it's off. There's something wrong there. So, in one respect, I understand that, you know, that God is in the middle of this, and He's also doing His own separation. You know, there's going to be more. Especially the more obvious and the more overt things become, the more they're going to try to jump onto that which is God, but steer it off the track of the kingdom and make it something else. Because when stuff comes into the mainstream and things become visible, well, they're carnal beings. So if it's visible and it's carnal and it has attention, they want a piece of that because that's where they live. You know, they're always a step behind because, see, in the realm of the Spirit is where things happen. And as they happen in the realm of the Spirit, then they manifest into the natural. So they are, the reason they're a step behind is because they're just looking at natural manifestations. And then, you know, Johnny come latelys, then they, okay, all right, here's what we see here, here's what we see there. So here's how we're going to wrap it up and say this is this and this is that. And blast it out to a big audience and say that this is what they were doing and where they were and all of the rest of it. Ha! you know, you can spend a lot of time in those worlds, but it's not really productive, and they don't have any truth to give. And even the things that they would tell you that are secondhand information, there's a spirit on it it's not a nice one. It's not something that builds you up. It's a drain. And always be on the lookout for when they go for your wallet too. They've got to have that in there somewhere, you know, because it's about money. And it is about money and control and your attention, and it's all selfish. You know, it's all selfish. It's all self-serving. You know, you've got to read between the lines, but wait for it. Wait for the plug. you know, so yeah. I mean, hey, here faith makes freely we receive, freely we give. We're gonna do what God tells us to do as He quickens us. That's it. You know, it's always been like that. So you know, we have. No, there's no requirement here, you know, there's no expectation as far as, you know, you don't have to keep the channel going, okay? so if the channel's up, it's because God wants it to be up. If the channel's down or the site's closed, it's because that's it. God doesn't want us to do anything. You know, our work is done. I tell you, this last few months, you know, there's been a whole lot less words, because I think as there's more and more people trying to jump on a bandwagon, God's had, at least for me, He's just said, okay, let's just watch this. You know, I mean, we still do 20 on 20s. We still are there and consistent with our commitments. But as far as like a lot of other stuff, you know, there are appropriate times to, you know, to speak, and then there's other times to, you know, hold your own counsel for a little bit. Now, if you need to build a following, you can't do that. If you need to keep, you've got to have that weekly meeting. You know, you've got to have that consistency. You've got to allow people to schedule it in. So, yeah. No, it's different. So here's the thing. You know, we kind of talked a little bit about this on the last 20 on 20 as well. God's gonna have, and He's been doing this, some very simple instructions for His people. Some very simple things that we do. Do them. Focus on that. Stay in prayer. You know, read your word. And move on. Just carry on. Because deceivers are going to keep popping up in abundance, deceiving and leading astray so many people. Now, we preach the truth, and we speak that which God shows us to speak. But, you know, the people that need to hear that message, they hear it. And they have a heart for it. And the others, hey, that's it. Let them be. Because if they don't have a heart for truth, if they don't want the truth and they don't want what's real, then let them go unto their choice, because God has done everything necessary to give them that choice, but they reject it. And it's amazing to me that just even in my own experience, in my own circles, the variety of people that I know from so many different ways and so many different walks of life in the natural, but they all have the Spirit of the Living God flowing through them, and they speak the same word, they speak this with the same voice, but they manifest in so many different ways, and they're always rejected by the world. And it's amazing, because with the rejection that takes place with them, the world, yet when the world it will reject them for seemingly something surface, but the real thing they're rejecting is the truth in them, because they'll always find fault. You know, just like Jesus said, you know, well, here's the Son of Man came John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, and you say he's got a demon. Son of Man comes eating and drinking, you say he's a glutton and a wine bibber and the friend of the worst sort of people. But wisdom is proved right by her children. So God manifests Himself through different people in different ways. but the same truth, and they're all rejected. And they go off on one person because they're too young. Then they go off on the next person because they're too old. Then they go off on the next person because they don't say it the right way, or they don't do it the right way. There's always something, right? Some reason to reject the message because of the messenger. But the message is true. And for those that have a heart for truth, you'll see it and you'll be able to receive it, and you'll enjoy it from whatever source it comes from, because you have a heart for truth. So yeah, so we're in a time of incredible deception, and we're in a time where there's going to be a lot of people that are scouring and looking for truth, and not necessarily because they want the truth, but they want to take the truth and use it to try to make a business or a profit off of it. You know, it's unfortunate because they do that to their own hurt and their own peril. And, you know, we're also in a time where people are just saying all kinds of sensational things as clickbait. That stuff's out there too. I don't feel like in myself, like this is going to continue on like this for ages. I think it's a window because, you know, there are certain things that are coming up, technological innovations and just even the way that people are, that as time goes on, you know, it's going to be, there's going to be a transition where, you know, people will be accountable and they won't be able to just, they won't be able to just whitewash themselves every time that they put out something ridiculous and it doesn't happen or it doesn't come to pass. So, yeah, that's on the horizon. I believe that, and I'm seeing, you know, certain things that are taking place and certain developments that are taking place that are going to, you know, complement and afford that, especially in the technology space, but also just people themselves are. There is a set of people that do want the truth so that they can make good decisions and good choices. Even if they don't have a heart for truth, they recognize the value and the importance of it. So, I mean, globally, all of the intelligence communities in the world, what do they want? They want to actually know what's going on. Sometimes so they can spin it, sometimes so they can cause disinformation from it, sometimes so they can make their own decisions, but they actually really want to know what's real and what's true for their purposes so that they can actually go and do something with it afterwards. So they put an extreme priority and premium on knowledge and knowing what's actually going on, but for a now purpose. So, yeah, I mean, governments in the world invest billions to try to know what's going on and what's true and what's real. And when that's taken from them and hidden from them, they go crazy. Think about back to Elijah when God hid him from Ahab. I mean, he was sending people all over the kingdom to try to get that voice, to try to find him. And he couldn't find him because God hid him. And, yeah, there's, you know, when Elijah was going to reveal himself again to the king, you know, when he's having the conversation with the guy that was going to go back and talk to the king, the guy was nervous that God would whisk Elijah away and he'd lose his life for telling the king that he was there and he's not there. So, because that guy was responding to Elijah, he said, look, the king searched all over the kingdom for you. Why? Because Elijah knew what was going on. He knew the truth. And he had an answer. And he also had a direct line to the Father where he could speak, and the Father would speak to and through him. The more turbulent the times, the more that people will want and look for that which is real. And the more the true messengers of truth are respected and are honored. But when things subside and prosperity comes and things are easy and things flow, then those people are then pushed to the side. You know, there's stories in the scriptures, you know, Book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, you know, wisdom books, and there's one that talks about, they said there was a city where there was it was under siege, and there was a poor man that had the idea for how to save the city, and he brought it forward. People listened. It was a good idea. They took it. They used it. They were able to save the city. But then after the city was saved, because the poor man had no status and no clout and no resource, he was forgotten. So, yeah. I mean, saved the city, saved everybody's lives, but brushed to the side after everything's said and done. But what happens when that voice is not there? And what happens when you know it is out there, but it's just not there for you? It's not there for you to be able to access. It's not there for you to hear. Oh my gosh, they'll go crazy looking for that. But you know, with the disinformation that's out there, it's like junk food. I don't know if you've ever had a bender where you've eaten a lot of junk food, but you can eat a lot, but it doesn't satisfy you because there's no nutrition in there. So you can eat a lot, you can even get full on junk food, but you feel awful and you feel terrible after you're done with it. And it does not satisfy, and it's just an awful experience in the end. And most of the stuff out there is like that. You know, if you consume it, it's and you get full on it, but there's nothing in it. So you just feel, your spirit just feels, ugh. You know, whereas you can hear 10 minutes of what's real and what's true coming from a source that is connected and plugged in and walking with the living God, and where he's flowing through them, and that word will feed you and strengthen you and quicken you and be a blessing to you. Because it's just nutrient dense. It's spiritually nutrient dense. And it just will keep you going in your journey. So you want ultimately the word that comes from the living God. And God can speak one word and it can carry you for years. You know, I think back even in my own experience to some of the things that we talk about, you know, now with 20 on 20 and on Faith Mix. But there's stuff that God showed me when I was, you know, a teenager. There's stuff that God showed me when I was, you know, just, you know, while I was swimming in college. There's stuff that God, and I mean, not a ton of things, but he would speak to me and show me things. And some of it was just, okay, I'm going to show it to you. And you'd think about it. You'd meditate on it. You'd, you know, and he can speak in different ways. And when he speaks, but then when the time comes for that word to be brought forth, he will show you that too. And he wants you to do something with it. So there's a, God has his perfect timing. That's another thing that you're going to see, is you'll see that with God, he does his things his way and on his time. Remember when when Jesus was being told by his brothers to go up to the feast? And they're like, look, if you're going to be a public figure, you should go show yourself. You should go do this. You should go do that. Everybody's got an opinion. What did Jesus say? He said, look, any time is good for you. You know, but, you know, he's about God's perfect timing. The world, hey, anytime, got to get it out. You know, but God has his perfect timing of when he will do certain things. So with God, you know, he has his time and his window of when he's going to act and he's going to do. And he wants you to flow with his window. Not your window, not your thinking, not your timing, his way, his will, his kingdom come, his will be done. You understand the transition that takes place from not us but him. Not you, but him. There's a dying to self that takes place, which is also a liberating, it's the most liberating thing, because now you're free to walk it out with him And the life that you now live is in Him. Now, with God, with all this other stuff that's coming up, you know, He also settles accounts. And boy, I tell you, one place I would not want to be is one of the people that are saying that God said something when He didn't say. Whew! You do not want to lie on God. You know, that is not a smart place at all. So if He's not said something, don't say that He said something that He didn't say. Seriously, people. Like, I mean, there was a reverence in olden times for that. And back in those days, if somebody said God said something and then, you know, and then it didn't come to pass, they'd take you out back and kill you. So, you know, people didn't play with that. Because the dangers, too, of false prophecy and the dangers, too, of that type of deception was, I mean, you could get an entire nation killed. You could, and so it was not something to play with. It would get entire nations destroyed. They would get people looking the wrong way. They would get people focused on the wrong things. Let me also address something too, some thoughts on a couple of things. So right now, even, you know, and some of the stuff going on with the states, where there is this, you know, where people have been talking about all these roundups and everything else that's happening in the human trafficking world, and everything's fine, so nothing to see here. So just now, notice how the enemy's gone from one extreme to the other. From one place of, there's nothing going on at all, so don't pray, don't worry about it, and to when things get exposed, and now, okay, everything's been dealt with, everything's been done, so don't pray. Do you notice how it's the focus is just to get people to stop praying, to stop engaging, to stop doing what God's told them to do? When you realize that there is that God is going to direct His people. Listen, it's a lot of times the things that God has had us do, they've just been very simple. And He's the one that's the mastermind and knows where He wants His people, what He wants them to do. We just do that part. But it's interesting how you know that the worlders are so focused on the natural manifestations, but they neglect the spiritual source and also the spiritual call. Listen, there's much, 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 much more that needs to be done. You know, I've heard a little bit about the you know, the currency reset, and people talked about that a little bit and all of that. Yeah, I've heard that stuff too. The issue there is that still globally what's been structured is a debt system. And, you know, that issue and the issue of fiat currencies, you would be better off for yourself, if you want to do some study, to instead of looking for people and enticing and entertaining, I should say, instead of entertaining voices that appeal to your lusts and to your personal desires, just do some actual study into the histories of certain things, the histories of currencies, the histories of money, the histories of certain things, of how they've come about and what they are. Yeah, do a little bit of that, because once you start understanding some fundamentals, this other lunacy that people come forward with makes, you just can see it so much more clearly, okay, where people are coming from, and they don't even understand. So in the history, for example, in the history of fiat currencies, flagship money, country paper-backed, or so paper currencies that's not backed by anything, in every country that's ever printed money like that, where there's been no system, no constraints, no controls, no backing of that. They're just printing claim checks with no coats in the closet. They've all gone to zero. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. You go through the history of them. All of them have gone to zero. Why? Because people that are in positions of power cannot resist the temptation to create something that you place a value on and that you've agreed to as a social contract that's not backed by anything, that there's no proof of work, they've been able to take off the very thing that gave it the value, and it's just a promise built on nothing. They've been able to do that, get everybody believing the illusion, so they can't give up the temptation to just print more. But eventually, the more and more and more and more and more that they do that, it just decreases the value because there's the abundance of what's created there. That means that it's just fluff, and it eventually crashes and collapses. The U.S. dollar has lost 95% of its purchasing power since 1913. And actually, I think it's more now. If you're in Sri Lanka, you know what's happened to this country inflation-wise, and you know what's happened to this nation as a result of their fiscal policy. Just go try to buy some land around here, or go try to do anything. Go buy a meal and see how much it costs you compared to what it cost you before. So it's not hyperinflation, but it is borderline running out of control and bad fiscal policy. And this place is in a much worse state than other spots. Ultimately, there will need to be, and there will be, systems of capturing the value of what's created and exchanging the value of what's created that are going to be better than what we've had. But those are being developed and being rolled out and practiced and trialed and all the rest of that. In the middle of it, there's people that are going to come up and say, oh, okay, the Nigerian prince prophecies, here's your $35 million that was just inherited and you just need to give us an account and a number and send us, some money over here so we can release the funds. Listen, people, a fool and their money are soon parted, right? Okay. Just first of all, learn, spend some time, study, learn, and let God quicken you. But don't go for all this craziness and all this foolishness. There's going to be some concrete things, and when they come forward, and they're going to be birthed in the spirit, they're going to manifest themselves in the natural, but they're going to stand up to scrutiny, and they're going to be very open and will. Oh, that's another one too. Here's a great way just to test. Just ask people some questions. Ask them some quick and good and probing questions, and see what they do with that. If you've built something honestly and truthfully, and you don't have anything to hide, you respond as somebody that's honest, truthful, with nothing to hide. If you've built something with deception and you've got a nefarious purpose in mind or behind the scenes, that's going to come out when people start to ask you questions, and they're going to snap at you, they're going to blacklist you, they're going to try to undermine you, they're going to insult you, they're going to do all kinds of things. Why? Because where they're coming from, not where you're coming from, And at the same time, those same people that would keep you out, they're also going to try to troll the truth. So when the truth is expressed and they're going to look for you, they're going to try to, besmear your work and steal away from it, and then flood your stuff with things that will try to bring it down, try to degrade the work that you've done. Anyways, that's all part of it. That's all part of what's going on. But hey, you know, we don't need a lot of voices. We don't need a lot of extra things. We've got plenty on our plate. Let's do the things that God has for us to do. Trust the way the living God has instructed us, and just continue to persist. For those of you that have been involved with 20 on 20 from the start, you know the history that's there. You know the outline, the instruction, and what we've been engaged with. And hey, you see the results. So just, you know, keep persisting, keep going. Just do that. That's enough. You know, engage with that, and then do the other things that God has for you to do. Keep it simple. And when the world is like, oh yeah, you know, I did this first, I did that first. Listen, you know, that's the flavor that they're on today, and you know, they'll switch to something else at another time. They're bouncing all over the place because they're not grounded on anything. And they're definitely not grounded on truth. So, yeah. And if they can't make any money off of it, and if people aren't listening to it, they're going to stop. You know, people that are in line with the truth, if there's no money and if there's no attention, they're still going to do what God told them to do. You know, they because why? Because the source of their instruction is truth and what's real. Watch these other ones. Take away the attention and take away the money. Take away any power or control that they think that they have, and see what then they do. Oh, they'll switch to whatever's going. So they're always looking for what's trending. They're always looking for what's hot and what's going on. So, you, my brother, you, my sister, persist. And, you know, don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about the detractors. Don't worry about, you know, all of that. Just focus your heart and your mind and your thoughts and your attentions on the living God. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and do the thing that He has for you to do. And right now, the thing that He's been having us do is engaging on a few different fronts with a few different things. 20 on 20 is one that all you guys are aware of. Do that. Do it. And trust God and thank Him for all of the rest of what this is, this experience of life. But yeah, keep it simple. We've got much, much, much to do. And it's fun, I tell you, though. And the more that you kind of watch and you start seeing these games being played, the more that they just become more and more obvious, because you've been around for a while now and you've seen some stuff. See it, know what it is. Anybody that needs some clarification, you can explain it to them if they really want the truth. But keep going and just know that God is in control. And where God has for you to engage and engage hard, and engage in truth and engage with the love that God's put inside of you, and then carry on. All right. Hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. And it's all good in Jesus Christ. All right, guys. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.